Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectors Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectors Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 3. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 14, lows of 3. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 13, lows of 2. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 6. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 6. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Hampshire Constabulary is investigating after allegations were made regarding sexual offences at a former Isle of Wight school. The alleged offences date back to the 1980s and were first made public in the Bembridge School Survivors Group on Facebook. A statement from Hampshire Constabulary said, "We're aware of commentary circulating on a private Facebook group relating to alleged sexual offences at the former Bembridge school in the 1980s. We are very keen to understand the nature and wider circumstances of what is being disclosed in this group and would encourage anyone making these comments or who has any information to report it to us. Please can we invite you to answer the questions within this portal, or if you prefer to speak to someone, then you can call the police on 101. Meanwhile, the island's MP has received assurances from the Crown Estate that marine aggregate dredging activity off Sandown Bay is not impacting on the coastline. Responding to a letter from the MP last month, the Crown Estate said there was evidence to show that the aggregate deposits on the seabed were relict deposits of sand and gravel left by ancient rivers and as such were immobile, meaning their extraction would not cause significant changes to the coastline. Mr. Seeley was also advised that the dredging activity was fully licensed, with regular monitoring surveys undertaken in accordance with Marine Management Organisation requirements. In a letter to the island's MP, the Crown Estate said, "We take our environmental and stewardship responsibilities very seriously, and we continue to work with the British Marine Aggregate Producers Association and the aggregates industry to help support the effective and sustainable management of our seabed, helping to drive a significant long-term reduction in the total area of seabed licensed for marine aggregate extraction." Finally, Red Funnel has announced a successful first day of its expanded RedJet timetable and reinstatement of the Key Connect bus service, which resumed on Monday, following the easing of government restrictions. The return to through-day coverage was well received by local passengers, many of whom were travelling from the Isle of Wight to Southampton for day trips. In addition, the Blue Star-operated Key Connect bus service has resumed taking passengers into the heart of Southampton from the RedJet terminal at Town Quay, free of additional charge to all Red Funnel passengers. Key Connect's return to service follows a suspension of nearly 12 months due to the onset of the pandemic. RedJet 7 will now have an expanded timetable. Fran Collins, Chief Executive of Red Funnel, said, "It's fantastic to return our RedJet service to a more frequent schedule in line with the easing of government restrictions." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 12th of April 1981 was when NASA launched the spacecraft Columbia for the first time. The Columbia was a new type of spacecraft called a space shuttle, whose main component was able to land like an aeroplane, making it reusable. This meant that less time and components were needed between each launch, and the shuttle could land at a runway instead of splashing down in the sea. There were six total space shuttles, and they performed missions until 2011. The 13th of April 1963 was the birthday of Garry Kasparov, one of the best chess players in the world. Kasparov started learning chess at an early age and won his first chess competition when he was 13. Kasparov won the World Chess Championship when he was 21, becoming the youngest person to do so. However, Kasparov was beaten by a computer called Deep Blue and was the first chess champion to be beaten in this way. The 14th of April 1912 was when the RMS Titanic hit an iceberg and began to sink. The Titanic was the largest ship in the world at the time of its construction and was able to hold over 2,000 passengers. When the Titanic hit the iceberg, it was unprepared for such an emergency as there were not enough lifeboats for all the passengers. The Titanic sinking resulted in governments around the world implementing multiple new safety measures in the shipbuilding industry. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is hokum, H-O-K-U-M. It can mean something that is nonsense or any unrealistic situation and dialogue in a film. It can be used in the sentence, that is bosh and hokum. It originates from the early 20th century, but there is no known origin. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays. Before the World Wide Web, instant communication was just a dream. However, there was a group of pioneers who had discovered worldwide communication with people all over the world instantly. Amateur Radio Day, observed on the 18th of April, reminds us of these pioneers and how amateur radio has been part of a worldwide community for well over a century. Poetry and Creative Mind Day, observed on the 19th of April, is a great time to read some of your favourite poems, or to sing a favourite rhyme. It is a day when you can take out your paint, pencils, pens, or any form of art you enjoy. If you are not and have never been the creative sort, Poetry and Creative Mind Day is the perfect opportunity for you. There are often times when two perfect things come together to create something that is absolutely beautiful. Chocolate-covered cashew day, observed on the 21st of April, celebrates what may be the penultimate snack. Cashews on their own are fabulous, but chocolate takes them to a whole new level. It seems unbelievable that they make such an amazing combination. Earth is in trouble due to ecosystems being lost, endangered species disappearing rapidly, air becoming polluted, and weather becoming more extreme. Earth Day, observed on 22nd of April, has become a strive for positive change globally and aims to inspire individuals around the world to take action and help preserve the planet. And finally, most people agree that reading is vital, but with all the challenges of adulthood, some people may not have any spare time to read. It educates people around the world and functions as a stress reliever. World Book Night, observed on the 23rd of April, encourages people to read during the night, and it is an opportunity to read more books if you don't have time in the day. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Jennifer Garner, who's a movie actress, born in 1972, who's age 49. Rooney Mara, who's a movie actress, born in 1985, who's age 36. And Sean Bean, who's a TV actor, born in 1959, who's age 62. That's it for your famous birthdays. Have some more of you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, as the island emerges from lockdown this week after an extraordinary year, evidence of a tough 12 months can be seen in the high streets and town centres. But sadly, there are some gaping holes left by the businesses that didn't make it. Those who haven't ventured into Newport for a while will be in for a shock at the dozens of empty premises. One of the biggest losses was the Central Co-op on Pyle Street and South Street, and along with it the town's main post office. The site of the former long-serving High Street post office was taken over a few years ago by restaurant chain Prezzo, which also closed during the pandemic. The iconic building is currently unoccupied. The loss of Prezzo came after the closure of Pizza Express, occupying a big chunk of corner on Town Lane and Pyle Street. This site also remains empty. The huge ATS Euromaster site on South Street didn't open after the first lockdown in 2020 and is now on the market. Another casualty was Topshop, which finally succumbed after months of financial difficulties. Independent clothing store Mia has now closed in Newport, although retains its shops in Cowes and Ryde. Meanwhile, Vectis Radio is pleased to announce the dates of the next local music weekend, when the station will play nothing but local music from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. each day. This time it's not going to be just one day, but a whole weekend of local music on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of June. This would have been the original dates for the Isle of Wight Festival. Vectis Radio is once again boosting the awareness of local artists who have been going through a tough time because of lockdown and not being able to play live. The station plays local tracks at least once an hour and has done so for a number of years, but now it wants to dedicate 2 days to music from island bands, singers, songwriters and record producers. Local Music Weekend is sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop in Cowes. Vectis Radio station manager Ian Mack said, "The first Vectis Radio Local Music Day was such a huge success that this time around, we decided to extend it to a whole weekend. We have so much incredible talent on the Isle of Wight that we want to show them off as much as we possibly can. This is a brilliant opportunity for island musicians. They have a platform to introduce themselves to the island, and our listeners will get a weekend to enjoy all the best music out there. And there's a lot of it. We need to support our local musical talents when they need it most, which is now. If you'd like your music to be part of Local Music Weekend, send your MP3 to ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or go to the Local Music part of Vectis Radio website with radio-friendly edits, please. Finally, an Isle of Wight company is hoping to bounce back strongly from a worldwide slump in the aerospace industry after it bought another firm in the sector. IFPL Group, which had to lay off more than 30 employees at the turn of the year due to the COVID-induced downturn, had acquired Cobalt Aerospace Group, an up-and-coming business which has products to complement those offered by IFPL. IFPL founder Jeff Underwood told the County Press it had been a tough time in the industry, but the product set that Cobalt offered gave IFPL a good chance to bounce back. Most of Cobalt's production will be transferred to the Isle of Wight, with the hope IFPL could soon start taking people on again. Jeff said, "We are already looking at this and how we can create more space at our Calbourne factory to accommodate the Cobalt production lines." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learned to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you would like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.